From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. It was his first public response to the nationwide anti-establishment protests that have stretched into a fourth day now. Iranian state media said Rouhani made the conciliatory comments about the protests in remarks to his cabinet on Sunday. But they also quoted Rouhani as saying the protesters should focus on solving the country's problems and improving people's lives. In other Sunday developments, the Iranian government blocked people from using the social media platform Instagram and the messaging app, the popular messaging app Telegram. Iranian state television said authorities were temporarily blocking both applications to, quote, maintain peace. Many protesters had been using the apps to upload or share photos and videos from the demonstrations. In a tweet on Sunday, Telegram's CEO Pavel Durov said Iranian authorities are blocking access to Telegram for the majority of Iranians after our public refusal to shut down. South Korea announced on Sunday it had seized another ship that it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The announcement said the Panama-flagged ship was actually detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It's the second ship that the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it said it had seized and inspected a Hong Kong-flagged ship in November because it believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the world is likely to face many complex and new dangers in 2018. In a year-end message, he appeals for greater unity to overcome these threats and create a more peaceful world. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN's European headquarters in Geneva.
Guterres says he is issuing what he calls a red alert for our world.
Conflicts have deepened and new dangers have emerged. Global anxieties about nuclear weapons are the highest since the Cold War, and climate change is moving faster than we are. Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise, and as we begin 2018, I call for unity.
During this past year, Guterres has had many catastrophic events landing on his desk, begging for resolution. As the world's leading diplomat, Guterres must retain his sense of optimism that things can get better. He says the world can be made safer and more secure. Conflicts and hatred can be overcome. But only, he adds, if world leaders unite to bridge divides and bring people together around common goals. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 30 people died Sunday when a bus and a truck collided in central Kenya, north of Nairobi. The Star newspaper reports the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of the accident. 5 sheriff's deputies and 2 civilians were shot as police responded to a domestic disturbance call Sunday in the Midwestern American state of Colorado. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said one of the 5 deputies had been killed and the suspect had been shot and was no longer a threat. New York City is increasing security measures in the famous Times Square for this year's New Year's Eve celebration in the wake of recent acts of terror. City officials said an estimated 1 million people from all over the world are expected to come to Times Square to watch the iconic ball drop and usher in 2018. Police have installed more than 1,000 security cameras in and around the square, that is, with a record number of security officers patrolling the area as well. For the first time, snipers will also be deployed in buildings to identify any potential issue, and concrete blocks have been put in place to try to prevent acts of terror. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.